and they insisted that women should play a full part in this. So they encouraged royal women to do good works. Hedwig's support of the lepers was typical. And even today, we all know from the Princess of Wales's work with AIDS sufferers how powerful such a royal example can be. The medieval church strengthened that example by then making the women saints after their death. And the royal call of royal saints is impressive. St. Kunigunda, Holy Roman Empress, St. Margaret, Princess of Hungary, St. Agnes, Princess of Bohemia, and St. Hedwig, Duchess of Silesia. All of them were credited with miracles, but only Hedwig received the miracle of the wine. But the friars were calling not just for good works, but for a good war, as another demonstration of religious renewal, and the Franciscans and Dominicans were among the most effective advocates of the Crusades. As St. Hedwig drank her wine, the Crusades were in full swing, and in 1217 her brother-in-law, the King of Hungary, took the cross and led an armed expedition to the Holy Land. And yet, the curious thing is that despite this military activity, or perhaps even because of it, trade seems to have flourished.